Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths but have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Audible's best of 2024 picks are here. Discover the year's top audiobooks, podcasts, and originals in all your favorite genres. From memoirs and sci-fi to mysteries and thrillers, Audible's curated list in every category is the best way to hear 2024's best in audio entertainment. Like a stunning new full cast production of George Orwell's 1984. Heartfelt memoirs like Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson's Lovely One. The year's best fiction like The Women by Kristen Hanna. And Percival Everett's brilliantly subversive James. Audible. There's more to imagine when you listen. Go to audible.com/imagine and discover all the year's best waiting for you.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You got mail.
Hello, I'm Millie Tamaris.
And I'm Elise Morales.
And this is the Go Touch Grass podcast. This is the podcast where we log in.
So you can log off.
Elise and I are two chronically online comedians. And on this pod, we break down the week in internet discourse, viral memes, TikTok trends, and niche influencer drama. So you don't have to.
And if you like what you hear today and want to hear more, we've got a Go Touch Grass Patreon already up and running with all of our test episodes, trending topics, a weekly newsletter, and a spinoff series, Search History, where we go back and break down a viral discourse from the past.
And don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating and review.
We have an amazing guest with us today. She's an influencer. She's a software developer.
Wow.
According to the biographical data that we've found online.
Wow.
So please welcome into your ears, Neme Ndolo.
Yay! Welcome.
Wow. That was a wild intro. Thank you.
Yeah, we try to keep it professional here.
Yeah, we try. We looked. We researched, baby. We're going to do an opening question.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Neme, what is pumpicity?
Oh my God. That was not what I thought the question was going to be. You were like,
no, how to solve race relations in America. Yeah. No.
Gotcha.
What is pumpicity?
Yeah, pumpicity. Oh, dear God. So the way, I don't know, when you end up making content for like a really long time, I think this is the beginning of year 4 for me. So, you know, you kind of learn what like works with your audience and like what doesn't. So like around the beginning of last year, like Q2 of last year, I was going through like a content slump, which like, you know, like now looking back in hindsight, I know why I was going through that slump. I don't know if I could say this. I guess
you
just
can
like
say whatever.
All right, cool. I was smoking a shit ton of weed. And
oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Say that.
Cool. I was smoking.
Maybe, or like, oh, wait, hold on. Wait, hold on. Do you
so
wait.
I have killed.
Oh, so
I'm like, wait.
No.
Oh, weed. Yeah, sure.
So like I was kind of like out of, you know, like content ideas, like Q2 last year, and I was just like, damn, I know that whenever I say pussy, my audience like responds fantastically. And like,
wow,
and like, I mean, like, yeah, you know, like, you know, like views are down, so you know what, fuck it. And then like, I was also kind of like pissed because like I felt like I was kind of pigeonholed at the time to like only do like a certain type of video, and I was getting like really pissed off about it. So I was just like, y'all bitches want pussy, here's your fucking pussy. So like I went ahead and like, and like, and like I just, you know, kind of like ranted off at the camera, exquisite pumpicity, pussy, blah, 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 like just like, you know, like went off like that. And the algorithm is so fucking sick because it turned around and it was just like, you knew it was gonna be successful, bitch, here you go.
Yeah. Wow.
And then like, yeah, like it racked in like 10 million views, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh no, sorry, 9.1 it stands actually.
Wow.
9.1
is big.
I'll call it 10.
Yeah, you fucking 10. So like, yeah, like, you know, like 9.1, and then like, yeah, so then I made a second video that also racked in a bunch, like over a million. And then people, you know, started requesting shirts. People started making their own shirts. And I was like, oh, no, no. So I, yeah. So I was like, okay, you guys want shirts. Well, let's not like, you know, like steal the phrase. So yeah. Penelope Gazine is super cool. She's the creator of Fashion Brand Company. It's like an LA cult
brand.
Yeah,
I love Fashion Brand Company.
Yeah. And she's just like the coolest fucking person. And you could like tell like looking at her clothes that she's just like, you know, she's kind of like,
doesn't
a
take
troll.
Herself too seriously.
Yeah. She's kind of a troll, and like, you know, she kind of just like, you know, like goes in on shit. And you know, I ran to her and I was just like, could we do these shirts? And she was just like, fuck yeah. So since then, we've been working on Exquisite Pumpicity shirts and shirts that also said something else that I said in the video. I have a splendid pair of buttocks, something like that. So we have two shirts coming out, Fashion Brand Company. Thanks, Penelope. And thanks to my manager for suggesting that. So that's Exquisite Pumpicity.
So hopefully we get some merch.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're like, alt enough to be models for Fashion Brand.
Yeah. No. Seriously. No, but like actually like dead ass. Like,
I know.
Well, no. Part of the launch is that like, I'm actually like taking pictures of like friends in the shirts. So I mean like, if you guys want, like, I would just swing by.
Listen.
100%
Absolutely.
Okay. No, I'm actually going to take you all up on that.
The thing is that we will shoehorn ourselves into any fucking thing.
Oh, 100%. Yeah,
I would love a publicity because, you know, I love Fashion Brand Company. It's, again, the perfect, like, cute, flattering clothes for people who don't take themselves too
100%.
And yeah, she's such a troll.
I love her.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. So like, in, I guess like, Exquisite Pumpicity in just like one sentence is a state of mind or a state of being or like whatever the fuck. So I mean like, yeah, but it was kind of my mental breakdown on camera. So
so is that like, is Exquisite Pumpicity, how would you define your content? Was it always just like being funny, being silly? Like, how did you kind of develop online and your voice online?
I had the unspoken Dogecoin phase that not a lot of people know about, thank fuck. I started off talking about Dogecoin, then I got bullied off of TikTok by Finance Bros.
Wow.
For like 6 months. Yeah. And then like I came back. At the time, I was at this really, really insane startup. And the founder had said that they were going to use part of our funding round to pay for platinum chains with the company logo. And that pissed like a bunch of us off because we were just like, that couldn't just like go to us. So I ran onto TikTok and I ranted about it. And like, you know, like I used like the same comedic vehicle, I guess. And then like, you know, like that kind of took off like to the, I guess, like phase of my TikTok that I'm in. But like throughout, even like my Dogecoin phase and like to like where I am now, even like back then when I was ranting, I've always just like used the vehicle of comedy, and that's like kind of like just like helped. Of course, like I don't do stand up. That's a long story. I gave it an attempt last year and that went strangely.
Well, I teach stand up, so we can talk after the thing.
Okay. Millie can get you ready.
I could get you right, girl.
Okay.
But because you got it. You know what I mean?
Thanks.
It's just like, the thing is that stand-up people think that it's an art. It's an art.
It's not a one-to-one scale of, like, TikTok to stand-up, but I do think the two skills can coalesce.
It's like a hip-hop dancer taking their first ballet class. It's like, yeah, they're like, oh, I can't do this. But it's like, once you know the formula and the structure, you can do definitely. Know.
Like, I started off pretty strongly. Well, not even strongly, honestly. Like it was shitty. And I only did it for 3 days. At the time, my manager told me, don't worry about performing. Just worry about getting comfortable on stage.
Yeah.
So day three, I did it. And I was comfortable as fuck. It was the best that I felt. And stupidly, of course, my friend and I, we'd smoked beforehand. And we left
don't
and I
that.
Asked her. Yeah.
That's what
I
didn't even remember.
Like pointing at me because
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, no, I did freak out. We had a 420 show once where I had been taking a weed break, and then I was like, well, it's the 420 show, so like obviously I'm gonna smoke weed and then stand in this green room that's literally a giant hot box. And Millie had to talk me down.
Really?
I didn't talk her down.
She
and
did
we
have
hosted,
to bring me
like,
some
it was
water.
A packed ass show and all this stuff.
Millie
and,
had to talk me
but
down.
But it's just like anybody, like, and me and Elise, again, we've been at this over 10 years.
Right.
Yeah.
We perform all the time. We've done sketch, stand up, like all of it. And like, even weed, that was last year and it still fucks. So I'm just saying.
Well,
like,
well, I mean, no, I did pretty well. Like smoking beforehand. I don't know what was up with my friend though. we left and like, it was the most comfortable like I'd ever felt, you know, like I got some laughs or whatever. And then, you know, I was just like, how did I do? And she was like, you want my brutal, honest opinion?
No.
Like my honest, brutal opinion.
No.
And
no.
I was just like, yeah, sure. It was really bad. Like, it was, like, really fucking bad. Like, it was, like, really fucking bad. Like there was, like, no structure to your jokes, like, whatever. And, like, I was like, oh, shit, okay. And, like, it was my third day only. Third fucking day. And then,
you gotta,
like,
get back on the horse.
Yeah. Since then, I just haven't touched it.
Take my class.
Yeah, you know what? I might.
Take my class at UCB. And, yeah.
I think I might. Because, yeah, like since then, I haven't touched it.
It's just the structure, but also, like, you'll figure it out. Like, you got it. Well, you'll figure it out. And God bless you, because there's so many influencers who, like, you know, and I mean, I think there's, like, this huge, like, kind of divide between, like, people who've been doing comedy forever and people who, like, pop off online and all this stuff. And, like, there's influencers that, like, sell out a tour, and then you go and see them and they're not, like, they didn't put any effort into, like, any stage thing, you know? Shit. So, like, God bless you for fucking, like, trying to develop that thing, because, again, you do have it and it's there.
Thanks.
But it's, like, it's just a little bit of refining to get into this new medium. Which is the same thing for stand-ups, too. It's, like, a lot of stand-ups, they kill in certain rooms, but then when they make a video, it's, like, not hitting because they don't know.
It's a different... It's a different... Yeah.
It's just completely... Yeah. It's just different. So it does... But it doesn't mean that you can and the element or whatever, so... Yeah.
Holy fuck, you just kind of, like, repaired my mental health and, like, my crisis.
Wow. And
bitch,
that's what we do
and
here.
And that's what we do in Go Touch Grass.
Millie, I'm, like, not even, like, fucking around with you. Like, I think, like, I might, like, go to, like, God, what's that one shitty place in Brooklyn? Tiny Cupboard. I think I might just, like, go fuck around over there. Dude.
That's so funny. Dude, that was so funny.
That was my second mic ever. That was my second open mic ever. Yeah.
Let's talk after. Yeah. Let's connect
after. Okay, cool.
So we've got one last question, and then we're going to get into the meat of the show.
Hell yeah.
So this is my question for you. So you do have 2.4 million followers on TikTok. That's a lot. So I just wanted to hear, like, what was the journey to get there? Was it, like, you were an early adopter of TikTok? Was it one video that popped off? Like, how did you build to the 2.4 million followers?
Me and Elise.
And we will be taking notes.
Yeah.
There was one time when it did go somewhat parabolic. I talking about Dogecoin got me my first, like, 24.6K, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, and then, like, after that, you know, like, I kind of just, like, built gradually until September 2022. About I did a video that people still shout at me on the street. I think it was like the four types of, like, it was like Lady Gaga, and I was, like, looking at, like, four of her pictures, and then, like, I was, like, doing a joke on, like, or doing a bit that was, like, a play on, like, Nigerian tonalism and, like, tonal languages.
Interesting.
Yeah, so like, that went insane. I think it got, like, 20 million views on TikTok, about 11 million on Instagram.
People love Nigerian content. Like, we need to have a whole thing about Nigerian content, because that shit is so...
It also kind of worked, because it wasn't just, like, solely Nigerian, because there are a bunch of languages that do have, you know, tones in them and that are very dependent on tonal aspects, I guess. That was the one time where it went, like, parabolic. It took me from 800K to about, like, 1.5 million.
Amazing.
And then after that, I had to keep gradually building. So it's kind of been, like, a slow burn ever since. And then on Instagram, I'm nearly at 1 million on Instagram. That'll
wow.
be cool. Yeah. So, I mean, like, yeah.
So do you post all your videos on Instagram?
Or? I just cross-post. However, my content on Instagram is a tad bit different because, like, there's my story content, which I put a lot of work into. My stories, and then I need to get back, like, into taking pictures and shit, but, like, my stories, and then, like, I post my lives, so Instagram has, like, a little more, Instagram is, like, a way more comprehensive look at me as a creator than TikTok is, I guess.
Interesting.
Wow, yeah, we're taking
I
notes.
Know, it's like, okay.
No,
all right, so we're gonna dive into the show now.
Hell yeah.
We usually like to start with a game.
Fuck yeah.
And
yes.
This is a game that Millie invented, and it's one of my favorite games.
Okay, so this game is called, what are they talking about? And in this game, I'm gonna just share a tweet or a comment, and you have to guess what this person is referring to.
Shit. Okay.
So I've never, just so you know, I've never guessed once.
Oh, but my God.
There's a 0% track record of actually guessing, so don't feel like
now my expectations are low. Okay.
Yeah, the expectations are low. That's kind of the point. Okay. So today's game comes from Twitter user Dennis P, who's American. And he tweeted this in response to something. Says, I feel like I'm living in North Korea. Can you guess what Dennis is talking about?
What made Dennis feel like he's living in North Korea?
When was this tweet made?
Okay, December 27th, 2023.
Oh, damn. Because if you're going to say like 2020, I was going to be like, it's locked down.
No. This was like very recently
made him feel like he's in North Korea.
December 27th. Around where does it say that the poster posted from? Does it say where did they post from?
Okay, you want the clue?
Straight up.
The clue is to something that happened in Colorado.
Okay, Colorado. What the fuck happened in Colorado? God, this is why I need to...
Oh, I have a guess.
Okay.
I feel like I'm in North... Was there like an artist that just performed or something?
Is it Trump coming off of the ballot?
Oh, shit.
In Colorado?
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
No way, dude. Oh, my God. Oh, hold on. Yes.
They removed him off the ballot, yes. That's your guess?
Yes.
I kind of... Okay, you know what? Yeah, that's such a good guess. Now I'm like, damn,
but
like,
now, like,
I
the
want...
Supreme Court has to decide if he's allowed...
Yeah, with that
that's
in Maine.
That's gonna be fun!
Yeah, no, with Maine as well. Fuck, okay, that's a really, really good guess, because now, okay, ugh, you feel like you're in North Korea.
Okay, final guess?
Yes.
Dennis was responding to a plastic ban in Colorado where they're banning single-use plastics like water bottles, plastic bags, straws, stuff like that.
Wow.
You're joking. Colorado.
And he's saying,
I feel like I'm in North Korea.
There's no way, dude. Oh, my God. That is so dramatic. Oh, my God.
I cannot imagine, and I know that this is, like, a comparison that has been made, but imagine if Twitter existed when they were trying to, like, in like make seatbelts universal.
Well,
there would be people who would be like, it's my God-given right to get splattered all around my head.
Imagine if that shit existed during like the bubonic plague. Like, imagine if Twitter was like around
Death. That's how, like, people like fought back against like seatbelts.
I like getting bitten by rats. And I'm gonna keep doing it.
So for the discourse is the segment of the show where we take on and we unpack a very interesting popular discourse that's going on. And people, ladies, gentlemen, ladies, themies, themamen.
Mm-hmm. Themamen, I like.
Honestly, clever. Honestly. Ladies. Put that shit on a shirt.
Themamen, they, themamen. Today we're talking about the 9-month cruise.
The 9-month cruise.
All right.
The fuck is the 9-month cruise?
Oh.
Wow. The year's a perfect. Perfect. Perfect.
Is it a cruise? Was it like people being like on a boat for 9 months?
They are currently on the boat.
Currently?
Almost 1 month ago. On December 10th, the Royal Caribbean Ultimate World Cruise took place on the Serenade of the Seas, and it is sailing for 274 nights, and it will see 11 world wonders and hit up 60 plus countries.
Why?
Because
some people want to live at sea.
Some people want to be on a cruise for 9 months.
I have been noticing an uptick with people like throwing away like their, you know, land possessions and like hopping on a fucking boat. I've been
people
seeing
do that
recently.
I feel like it's pretty common, like old people.
Yes.
Well, like, it's not unheard of for old people to be on a cruise, even if they're not on a cruise consecutively. I mean, this is the first one where it's like consecutively, but old people will just go on a cruise for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, like
consecutive.
But is consecutive. Ew. I'm going to break it.
God, hell no.
Okay. Before diving into the drama, let's talk about the different segments.
Okay.
This cruise is broken down into 4 segments. The America's Cruise, which goes through 36 destinations over 64 nights. And they stop in South America, Central America, Antarctica, all of that. Then we have the Asia Pacific Cruise, which is 40 destinations for 87 nights.
I could fuck with that.
And that goes from Los Angeles, Tahiti, Japan, Australia, Hong Kong, Seoul.
Seoul!
Yeah. Okay. See, you're on board.
Okay.
Then we have the Middle East and Med Cruise, which is 44 destinations.
I could fuck that up.
And over 63 nights, and it makes stops in Egypt, Turkey, Romania, Greece, and Venice.
Oh.
And like other places. You know, I can't name all the fucking places. And then finally, the last leg of the cruise is Europe and beyond, which is 40 destinations with 63 nights. And it starts in Barcelona, goes to Paris, Stockholm, Greenland, New York City, the Bahamas, before finally ending in Miami, which is next September. So, Neme, Elise, which segment would you go on and why?
Mm.
What happened to the Africa segment?
Exactly. That's a whole other thing.
So, really?
Yeah, that's
That's a whole other thing. I guess Egypt is Africa, technically, and stuff. So, but yeah, there's no like Ghana. That's
They're missing like a huge like cultural like the fuck.
I know. Next question. Again, this is before we get into the drama. How much do you think a segment of the cruise is?
Ooh, expensive.
I could have sworn that. So what? I thought that like all 9 months, you have to pay in for all 9 months.
Well, you can do, like I'll say, so there's four segments. You can do one segment. Okay. Or you can do the whole 9 months.
Oh.
But it already started a month ago.
One segment. One segment. Okay, so my guess, I would just say like $5,000.
Okay.
I was going to say $10,000.
No way.
Okay. Elise is closer.
No.
The cheapest option, $13,400 for a room that is inside, like doesn't have like windows. And shit.
So what?
The interior of the ship.
For a windowless room.
And then $19,000 per segment per person. Again, because this is double occupancy. So this is like if you're splitting with one other person. And that is for a segment with a room with a balcony.
See, and that's the thing. To me, that's what blows my mind because it would make more sense to me if like the cruise itself was comparable to like 9 months of rent or whatever. And then it's like, okay, I'm not paying rent. I'm going on this cruise. But for $20,000.
Yeah, well, the argument is that like they do your laundry, you get all the meals included.
I don't give a shit.
It includes excursions and all this other shit and entertainment and stuff. But you
go back to a windowless room. I'm someone who needs to like recharge at home, after social shit.
Well, then
I'll be in my room a lot.
Okay, so how much do you think the total cruise ticket costs?
Don't tell me it's $40,000 for fuck's sakes.
You're saying 40?
I was gonna say 60, maybe even 80.
Okay, Alicia's right again because the lowest price is $59,900, and the highest, but I feel like it's even more. The range is $118,000.
How full is this cruise?
Pretty fucking. I mean,
there's no way. So people just have this on hand just to spend on.
It's alarming that like it. You see all these stats that it's like there actually aren't that many rich people, but then like. There are too many.
There are too many
because this is crazy.
So let's get into the TikTok drama. From when the cruise set sail, landlocked people were curious about what kind of people went on this cruise. What do they do for a living? What are the rooms like? What do you do on the ship for fun? So the hashtag Ultimate World Cruise has over 155 million views as of January 3rd. And hashtag World Cruise has over 128.9 million. There's a joke about how the 9 month cruise is TikTok's favorite new reality show.
Jesus.
And there is a bingo game created by at Whimsy Soul. Again, this person is not on the cruise. So there's a whole bingo game about shit that's happening on the cruise. and some of the things are, you know, mass norovirus, people gaining weight, weather mishaps, a wedding, lobster style sunburn. Ship tech problems, brand sponsors, passengers, minor mystery to solve, someone gets left behind, someone falls off the boat, someone gets knocked up, fist fight, petty neighbor drama, podcast following the trip. So, what are your thoughts so far? Because we're going to get into more, but I want to hear your initial thoughts to everything I just said.
You mentioned brand deals, and that's funny because, like, brands are going to swarm in on this shit, I'm sure.
That is insane.
Okay, so like, yeah, my thoughts. Damn, I would have loved to see this shit filmed. And I think that if they're gonna do a second thing of this cruise, like in another 9 months or whatever, they're gonna put a camera crew on it.
They have to. So one thing our listeners may not know, but that I did tell Neme before we began, is that Millie and I have cruised.
Yeah,
we have a hookup at a cruise line that's hooked us up with free cruises, and mm-hmm. so we've cruised. Okay. So once I cruised, I did see the appeal of cruising. It is actually a really nice way to see multiple destinations. Mm. I think especially if you are older, you don't like planning a lot. You want a situation that's going to be completely planned out for you. Accessibility, at least on the cruise we were on, mm-hmm. it was pretty accessible. So that's probably good if you like, you know, like I think about my dad has like, my dad walks with a cane and stuff. Like a cruise would actually be a really good way for him to like, travel around and see a bunch of different places and all this shit. That said, the longest one I went on was a week, and the ship does start to feel confining after a week, so I just cannot imagine. Even one of the legs where you're there for 63 days, like, that feels like, I think I would be pulling my hair out of my head. Oh, God.
Yeah, I just wonder, like, and the cruise that we have the hookup at, they dock overnight in some places, but, like, and that's, like, a big appeal, but, like, some cruises, like, they stop in each destination for, like, 4 hours. So I'm wondering how long they're staying at. That's also, like, an appeal for people. It's, like, people want to see the world, but not have...
become immersed.
Or, yeah, not have... like, no access to chicken tenders or whatever. Yeah. I mean, that's, like, the worst read of it.
Yeah, it's, like, you can kind of engage with the destination as much as you want because you always have the ship. And you can always potentially just go back to the ship and live your ship life. But if you want to, like... I imagine they stay in some of the destinations for a couple of days. Like, if you want to really get into it and do non-touristy things, like, you could
or stay
do
in
that.
A hotel there. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, they have to be there for, like, multiple days considering that, you know.
I hope so.
Yeah, 60-something days.
But if you're seeing 40 countries in 60 days, like...
Yeah, you're only staying really in one place for
But not a lot of these countries, like, super close, though. Because, like, Venice, you know, like Venice, Italy, like, that's, like, close, you know, to, like, a bunch of, like...
Mediterranean places.
Did they give any reasoning for why they're not including, like, you know, like, coastal African places?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, that's so strange because, like, the tourism over there is, like, booming now. Like especially with, like, Afro Nation.
I literally watched this TikTok about, I guess it's, like, this thing to spend all of December in Ghana.
Yes, that's in December.
And a lot of people from the UK 100%. Do it. And, like, this girl's... And here too, American.
Since my childhood, it's been a thing forever.
I didn't even know about that, but, like, this girl was like, okay, if you want to go to, like, it's kind of like the Hamptons. It's cool. It's, like, kind of like the Hamptons for, like, Black people in the UK. But it's like, if you want to go to Ghana next December, you have to start planning now.
Yeah.
Because you need to get housing and this and that and plan all the parties and here's the uniforms and stuff. So I know that, but I'm just, like, wondering if, like, the old. Probably white person that loves cruising. I don't know, though, because they go to Haiti.
Exactly.
They go, like,
I don't know. It's like coastal Africa feels, for the same reasoning that I would go to the Asia one, it's like, how many times are you going to get the opportunity to see a bunch of different African countries and it's kind of all organized for you? Like, you're not going to have to deal with getting flights to all these different places and, like, going through all these different airports. You're going to get on this ship and it's going to take you to all of them and, like, they're going to handle it. It's like, that... seems for me, if there was an Africa option, it would be up there kind of for the same reason as the Asia one, which is like, okay, I'm going to get there. I'm going to see a couple different places. Right. I'm going to actually travel around in a way that like, I don't know. I feel like if I personally made a trip to Africa now, I would probably organize to, like, one, maybe two countries just because otherwise it's, like, a lot to handle as a person individually traveling who doesn't know that region.
Yeah. So Nameh has feedback, Royal Caribbean. Why isn't Africa on there?
Yeah.
I feel like that's
I'm gonna ask my audience.
Yeah. I feel like that's an issue that people have raised, though. And speaking of raising issues, of course, like every reality show, there has already been microaggressions on the cruise, with a Black woman creator, Brandy Lake, saying that she has been mistaken for staff so many times.
Ooh.
And when she tells people they're not staff, they ask her, what do you do for a living? Like, how are you affording this and that? So she has already called them out, and, like, that has been a whole thing. I think also, so, like, just an anthropological, sociological phenomenon that's going on in cruise talk is that what we're seeing here is the clash between cruise culture and, like, old time cruisers and modern society, because there have been complaints about how the Pinnacle members get treated way better than the other people. And, like, Pinnacle members are people who have, like, the highest status you can achieve on Royal Caribbean, which means they have 700 points and plus, and basically a day of cruising is a point. So you have to think about how much cruising
you have to make
to get to 700. So they're getting, like, exclusive things and all this stuff. And, like, so there's been a lot of, like, drama because they're wearing, like, their Pinnacle name badge with, like, a gold name badge that, like, is their status thing, and everyone, you know, other
cruisers.
This has
turned into, like, its own, like, micro society.
Exactly.
I'm like, this is very Titanic.
And, yeah. Exactly. And seasoned cruisers are, like, that's the point. Like, that is what the status, and then other people are complaining and this and that. So.
And travel companies, I mean, that is very, like, you get the Delta lounge if you fly Delta all the time. Yeah, like, that silver, is gold, a kind of common thing in the, like, travel world, to be like, the more you go, the more you can earn these fancy rewards.
So now let's listen to one of a crew, like, one of the most popular videos to come out of Cruise Talk, from a landlocked person, actually. And then I'll tell you kind of the story behind this. But
I love this term, landlocked person. I know.
I'm going to start referring to myself as landlocked.
I'm landlocked.
I'm unfortunately landlocked.
I'm bicoastal. No, I'm landlocked. Like,
okay.
Put cameras on that goddamn cruise. Put cameras on that ship right now. What do you mean there's a town hall people aren't being invited to? It's a cruise. What do you mean that the Pinnacle members are being treated differently? There's a caste system being formed? You haven't even been on there for 2 weeks. It's so haunted. There's going to be mutiny. There's going to be blood. Someone is going overboard. I want to watch. Bravo, where are you? I need eyes. We're witnessing Fyre Festival, Alabama Rush, and no one is rushing there. Put me in. Mm-hmm. Alternatively, put me on the cruise. I'll go. If you pay for one section, I will go. I will cause chaos. I will wreak havoc, and I'll record everything. Let me tell you something. If you're on that cruise right now, film everything. Because in a year from now, when they come knocking and say, hey, we're actually making a documentary about that cruise you went on, they're going to want exclusive footage, and you're going to be able to sell it to them. You want to pay for your ticket? That's how you do it.
Well,
I mean, truer words never spoken.
Agreed.
Truer words never spoken.
Well, that guy, Mark Sebastian, got brand sponsorship, and he is currently on the cruise.
What?
Right now, documenting it, which was one of the bingo things right now, as of today.
Sponsored by who?
Sponsored by a book company. And, okay, we'll watch.
I'm aboard the famed 9-month cruise. This is my review of day 2 and 3. Also, the last one by Will Dean won the Atrium book vote. We will be reading this.
Atrium
and I will
books.
Be hosting some book clubs live on TikTok. This is the series where I give you the tea. I give you the good, the bad, the ugly, but in my own way, which is fabulous, pressing charges, or prison, honey. The first fabulous thing is the vlogger and blogger meetup that I went to this morning.
Welcome to the book cruise!
Those are all the bloggers and vloggers.
Pretty much all the main characters of the cruise. They were all so cool. I wish that they were kind of meaner so I would have more drama with them. But honestly, early days, so who knows. The next really fab thing was Little Rat Brain's spreadsheet where she wrote down every single average temperature of every port she was going to go to and what she was going to wear on that day. Genius.
Wow.
Her mind is something I will be picking apart. The last but definitely not least really fabulous thing, Adina. I met her. She came to find me.
That's
I interviewed her a little bit.
Cruisers.
She gave me some tea. That'll come out tomorrow. She also revealed how much the person paid for the most expensive room for the entire world. It is... again, tomorrow. There was also some drama that happened inside that interview that we will get to in prison, honey. Next, I will be pressing charges against the art curator of the Serenade of the Seas. You will be getting
ahead.
Served papers for the art crimes you have committed aboard.
No.
Thank you.
Look, this one's sort of like a deer, but then you go to the like, it's a bald eagle being hit with a bolt of lightning.
Dear God.
Oh, and Bambi's here. Great. Wow, why is the eagle so sad?
You would expect, like, much better art.
No,
it
but...
It is 9/11.
Next, I will be pressing charges against whatever smartass at Royal Caribbean decided to see my video about the wire hangers and send plastic hangers to my door.
Sorry, I was told to give you this. Did you request?
Oh, wow. So... the cruise is responding to the content in real time.
I know. This
if that
is...
was like a way to win me over, you should have also sent water bottles. But if that was a sly way of telling me that you're watching, well played. Lastly, prison, honey. Something I find a little strange is that Grindr will not load when connected to Royal Caribbean Wi-Fi. every other app will work. Tinder, Hinge, all the other dating apps, they work. Grindr will not load. I don't know, maybe it's just not working for me. Has anyone else experienced this? This could just be coincidence, this could be corporate homophobia, but I better not see you guys with a Pride logo. I'm not looking for a hookup on the ship, I'm just trying to check in on my hot boys in LA. Can't do it. Lastly, to whatever Pinnacle members were inside of the card room where I was interviewing Adita, who decided to audition for the role of my grandparents by scolding me for swearing, I would like to see you behind bars.
Now they have fucking aerialists flying through the thing and beaches.
You don't easy, need to easy, use the okay. swear words, okay?
Oh. Easy. I think that it's fine.
This is a public area.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm so sorry that you're offended by swear words.
I've seen too many.
Thanks. Seen too many what?
Swear words.
Oh, well, I mean, I think I'm okay.
So just settle down.
Oh, okay, thank you. Don't tell me how to speak. Thank you very much. Anyway, go on.
Was I a little bit bitchy back to them? Yeah. But you're not my fucking mother. Don't tell me how to speak. Yes, we were in a public space around no children, and you were the one trying to overhear what we were talking about. And I know they were Pinnacle members because they're all wearing their dumb little gold name tag that they all wear voluntarily to prove to exactly no one how superior they are. Babe, I can assure you that no one cares. You have like 900 Royal Caribbean points, which means you've spent like 3 years on a cruise ship. I do have more Pinnacle tea where that came from. I will see you tomorrow aboard the...
Wow.
Wow.
That was a lot, but...
Things are getting dirty.
I know.
You know that feeling when your favorite brand really gets you? Deliver that feeling to your customers every time. Memorable moments like these are key to building your business and your brand. Klaviyo turns your customer data into real-time connections across AI-powered email, SMS, and more, making every moment count so you can continue to build smarter, more meaningful relationships with your customers. Build smarter digital relationships with your customers and make every moment count with Klaviyo. Learn more at klaviyo.com/BFCM.
So yeah, as of today, we have 5 bingo checks checked off. And again, one of them was brand sponsors passengers. So what final thoughts on cruises, on the 9-month cruise and everything? I feel like I opened a whole world for you.
Yeah, you did. You did. I'm 100%. I mean, yeah, you know, influencer. I'm 100% going to like capitalize on like the drama of this. I want to hear what my audience has to say, number one. That's okay. So like the Africa thing is like a problem. A second thing is that like, why the fuck did nobody think to put cameras on this cruise? And like, you know, like the fact that like they're doing it on such a small scale with this, you know, brand new influencer is fantastic and insane. And I kind of hope that more brands follow suit because there's a lot of untapped drama. A micro society is being formed. He sounded like he was joking, talking about like a caste system. But I mean, that's straight up like what's happening.
Yeah.
You know,
that's just to say, if any brands are listening, I will go. We will go. I'll go for like a few weeks. He's going only for 18 days.
Yeah, but in those 18 days, he's going to have to live on the same boat as that guy that he like almost threw down with. But I know, but it's like that is the drama of the 9-month cruise.
I know.
Is that you have an altercation with somebody and then you're living on this boat with them, traveling the world with them for many days and weeks.
What's funny is like I mean, good on Atrium, because like I had no idea who Atrium was, and like now everybody fucking knows.
So
what's their deal with him? He has to just like show a book in each
video? He's doing a book club. Okay, so I guess like his audience got to choose what book he had to read on the cruise, and then so he went through the synopsis of like all their upcoming book releases, I think. And then he does like lives where he's like reading the books and he's getting like everyone to do a book club with him and all this stuff. Like,
it is funny for it to be like, I just feel like there are so many more natural like brand partnerships, like a travel company, fucking Away luggage, nope. Like whatever. Like it's nope. Just for it to be a book club where now he has to talk about cruise tea, but also be like, and also I'm reading this book. Well,
he got the time to do it.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, but like again, like already I am someone who like, you know, like anytime that I have to be on a plane, like I am somewhat pissed off because like even if I'm flying comfort or first, like I hate sitting for that long. Mm-hmm. So like having to be like in a space, like you said earlier, like, you know, like it's confining. Do I want to deal with that shit for like for 60 something, 80 something days, bitch?
I think this takes us to our next segment.
Our next segment, yes.
Okay, so this is a segment that we call Cursed Content.
Okay.
This is our segment for content which is cursed, a.k.a. it reveals something deeply troubling about society, the world around us, what we value currently as humans.
Disturbing, okay.
And I will say right now that this week's cursed content, like, I am afflicted by this curse. Okay. Because I am consuming this content.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, absolutely. And the content we're talking about is Gypsy Rose Blanchard being horny on me. Gypsy Rose Blanchard, it's time for us to talk about the Mary Murderess.
Do you know I slid into her DMs? Yeah.
She'll respond. Yeah, well, now is a huge influx of attention for her. I bet you just could try again.
Well, for those who don't know who she is.
Yeah, if there is anyone listening who doesn't know, Gypsy Rose Blanchard, she was the subject of the documentary Mommy, Dead and Dearest, and also a limited series starring Joey King, because she and her then boyfriend, who she met online, they killed her mother, Dee Dee Blanchard, after the mother who had Munchausen's by proxy, had basically imprisoned her entire life.
And Munchausen by proxy, basically the mom was telling everyone that Gypsy had all these fucking health issues
that she didn't actually have, and it's very crazy, and she convinced them to do a lot of medical stuff to her.
She had, like, a lot of surgeries, medication, took her teeth out.
Yeah, they removed, like, her saliva glands. Like, it's deep, and it's dark, and again, and so Gypsy Rose will say this herself, it's not good to kill someone, but it's a complicated situation.
But also, like, she didn't see a way out.
Yeah, so she got 8 years in prison for that crime. The boyfriend who committed the crime with her got life because he actually, like,
he did
the deed.
Nobody told him to do that.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, and you weren't imprisoned for years.
I'm sure he could have just helped her run away.
Yeah, that is, I'm like, the sometimes people are like, why did he get life? And I'm like, well, actually,
you can't kill people.
But she was released.
Hot take.
You can't kill people. You can't.
We're doing hot takes today.
She was released on December 28th, 2023. And so, like, prior to her release, Millie and I had been sending them back and forth. The fan cams.
Yeah, I've been watching fan cams, like, counting down the days.
People have been anticipating this woman getting out of jail. But her online behavior since release has kind of brought it to a whole other level. So this all really started in earnest when Gypsy Rose's husband, who she met and married in prison, because if there's one thing Gypsy Rose is gonna do, it's make somebody fall in love with her online. They married in, like, a private ceremony at the prison. So her husband posted this selfie that, which we've seen. We'll post it on... Just a reminder, everybody, if you follow at Go Touch Grass Pod on Instagram, we do all, like, the source videos and all the pictures, and you'll be able to see the actual picture that sometime on the day that this episode comes out. So he posts this picture. It's a very, like...
It's a selfie.
Guy selfie in front of a completely blank wall. Like,
it's very m'lady, though.
It is very m'lady. It looks like he's actively calling you m'lady in this picture. Like, 100%. That is an exact... like, vibe check on that.
Yeah.
So Gypsy Rose replies, Ryan, don't listen to the haters. I guess he was getting haters.
He was.
Ryan, don't listen to the haters. I love you and you love me. We do not owe anyone anything. Our family is who matters. If you get likes and good comments, great. If you get hate, then whatever, because they don't matter. I love you. Besides, they jealous because you are rocking my world every night. Yeah, I said it. The D is fire. Happy wife, happy life. So, this comment,
cursed,
has started a firestorm of now everywhere this woman goes. I don't think it's cursed that Gypsy Rose is out. I don't think it's cursed that Gypsy Rose is getting it in. I think that the thing that's giving me an ick, but it's not an ick that stops me from watching all of the videos. Is that this is a person who was out of the social media game and the online game for 8 years, and then before that they were literally imprisoned in their mother's home.
Yeah. And so before that they were fucking sheltered too.
Yeah,
so it wasn't like they had a normal life ever.
And so I feel like there's this rush to, like, get her to say stuff that people would not normally say in public because she doesn't. She's like in the interviews. I mean, she seems with it and all this stuff. Like, she doesn't seem like a total babe in the woods about everything. But also, I just feel like I'm like, can we let this girl, like, breathe for 2 seconds before we make her, like, a viral star and start asking her about her sex life constantly and, like, being like, mother, yes.
Yeah.
And I actually, so I pulled this thread. It was a post on Threads from someone, Life According to Keeks. And I thought they made an interesting point. So, Millie, why don't you read what Life According to Keeks had to say, and then we can kind of discuss.
Gypsy Rose gonna do or say something y'all don't like and dispose of her the same way y'all did Britney after her conservatorship ended. I don't know what it is, what is y'all's issue with needing perfect victims, but cut it out, because it's weird. Let that lady heal, reacclimate to society, and get her D from that man.
100%. Like, remember, remember what Otessa Moshfegh said about getting...
No.
Remember the person who wrote My Year of Rest and Relaxation?
Yes.
That toxic-ass book. One of my favorites.
I know nothing about this.
Woo! Don't read it when you're depressed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No, I started fantasizing that I was the protagonist because I just wanted to be sedated for a whole year. Literally. Because that's, like, kind of peaceful. IDK, you know? Yeah. But either way, so she talked about the concept of getting womaned, where, like, you know, like, there's, like, a woman who is, like, you know, like, held up, like, on a pedestal for, like, a really, really long time, and then people are like, oh, you did this one bad thing, tear the bitch down.
Yeah.
That's, like, getting womaned. And Gypsy Rose, 100%. Because when, like, this, like, giant, like, media frenzy or a giant parabolic, a sustained parabolic rise of someone happens, mm-hmm. like, it fizzles out very, very quickly. And, like, right now, like, you know, like the documentary just came out, what, like, 2-3 days ago?
Yeah, I haven't even...
What documentary?
There's a new one? Yeah, there's a new one.
A miniseries, is it?
Yeah, something...
On Lifetime.
That's what she's, like, that's around... That's why she's, like, on The View and, like, all this shit, and that's what she's, like, out promoting. She's on, like, a red carpet doing... Yeah. It's some kind of new thing.
I feel like it's, like, so fucking hot right now, and, like, I'm telling you, by Q3 this year, literally, by Q3, so, like, July, it's done. It's 100% done.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, like, just to go back to what you were talking about at the beginning, right? The, like, all of the, like, highs and lows of having 2.4 million followers and having people who do that, and then, like, what can happen if you're misunderstood or misinterpreted. It's, like, to take someone who's literally been in prison, and then before that was in kind of a different type of prison,
and
put really high level influencer shit on them. I'm just like, I want to make sure that Gypsy Rose is healing and, like, taking time for herself too before she becomes like mother slay. She's serving from the moment that they say she got out, but she's still serving.
Oh my God, I've been seeing that comment so much.
I'm like, I love it. Let's definitely gas her up, but also, like, maybe let's take our foot off the gas a little bit and let her, like, have a quiet life for some amount of time.
I'm fascinated. Like, I do want to watch content, but, like, the content that's more fascinating for me is watching someone who's, like, it's kind of like the Amish kids that leave.
Rumspringa. And
the Rumspringa-ish content where it's, like, you're watching people, like, just reacclimate or even just, like, Love After Lockup.
There is a very famous video, I think, of DMX getting out of prison. And in the time that he had been in prison, the internet had been invented and, like, become a thing. And it's literally just someone showing him the internet for the first time. And he's, like... Whoa. Yeah. Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's like, you know, again, she went into prison. Like, social media existed, but it was like she was on Facebook. Like, it's like now
the
for her to
dead.
Immediately be. Yes, she did. She posted the bitch's dead.
After they killed her mom, she posted the bitch's dead.
What?
She did. She
I didn't
posted
even know that.
She posted a status.
That said the bitch's
who
dead.
Was she friends with to see that?
Well, somebody who snitched.
So yeah, kind of. That's our cursed content for today, and that's going to bring us to our final segment. This is a very important segment. This is our segment, Grasshole of the Week. Every week, we declare the person online who needs to log off and go touch grass the most.
Okay.
Sometimes this can be loving. This can be someone who we care about, and we're saying, stop posting.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Go be with your family. Sometimes it's someone we don't like very much. And for the first time ever today, it's actually a group of people.
Wow.
Oh.
Grassholes of the Week. Because this week's grassholes are the people who are risking it all for a Stanley Cup.
And not hockey players.
No, not the Stanley Cup. A Stanley Cup.
You don't know
which
what a Stanley Cup is?
I thought, so last year the NHL, they said that they were sending the Stanley Cup to my house. And I was just like, oh, so why are they calling it the Stanley Cup? If you all are sending an NHL branded Stanley Cup to my house, why do I have to sign all these fucking forms? And then they were like, no, this is the Stanley Cup. And I was like, bitch, what? And then when it showed up at my house, I was like,
it was
no
an actual
way.
Stanley Cup?
It was the
actual
Stanley Cup.
Stanley
okay,
Cup.
That's
wow.
Insane.
Right. So
not
like,
relatable.
So like, yeah. Well, no. So, I mean, yeah, well, so that happened, and then, that's when I was like, oh, okay, so there's a distinction, because, like, at first, all I thought that a Stanley Cup was the fucking cup. So, when I saw the topics for today,
you
I
thought
was
we
like,
were talking NHL?
Yes.
No.
That's not
no,
this
we
kind
couldn't
of pod.
Be further from what we're talking about.
See,
we
the
were
first
talking
time
about...
I thought it was the cup, and then it was the NHL. Now I think
now
it's
you
the
keep,
NHL,
you
now
keep
it's the cup.
Wrong, okay.
Wow.
You keep getting it confused in the verse. We are talking about the reusable tumbler.
Yeah.
The Stanley Cup. This company was started in 1913.
Wow.
Over 100 years.
Yeah.
Over
100 years. This is a long-running company. It has developed a cult-like following in recent years, thanks to going viral on social media. The tumblers can cost anywhere between $14 and $60.
60?
I know. And they come in a bunch of different sizes, colors. They try to say, like, oh, the large cup, it'll drink you. It became part of, like, staying hydrated culture.
Oh, please.
It's like, oh, I'm going to fill up my cup, and then I'll remember to drink my water. You can customize them. You can put your initials on them. They're pretty indestructible. So one thing that happened this year is a woman went viral because she posted a video of her car after it had, like, exploded. And the Stanley Cup was the only thing that survived. Yeah,
and it still had ice in it.
Yeah.
Stanley Cup sent her a car because of that, which is, I'm like, yeah, definitely. Because that's actually really, really good advertisement.
It kind of just makes you, like, love the company more, I guess.
Yeah.
We gifted my stepfather-in-law one for Christmas because he has, like, a little studio outside. And we were like, you can bring your beverage to your little outdoor studio. Keep it cold. And I thought he was going to be, he's 82 years old, so he does not know. So I thought he was going to be underwhelmed by the cup, but he did the entire phone call, because we did, like, presents, we opened presents, like, on the phone with him this year. The whole phone call, I can just hear my stepfather-in-law in the background going, this is a sturdy cup. This is, he was going, this is heavy. He's like, this is nice. Like, literally in the back, just being like, this is a great cup.
Dad core.
This is so funny because there is something to be said about Lisa's husband is a little, like, offline too.
Yeah.
And she walks in during the Matt Rife controversy.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
She walks into the apartment and he's like, hey, have you heard of this guy, Matt Rife? I'm watching his special and he sucks.
Yeah, he's
like, oh!
It's the same
really
thing.
Bad. He's like, this is really offensive.
And I'm like, it's like, oh, yeah. People are talking about this online. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, it is. So, okay, but the one we got for Joe, it was like a smaller one. The Stanley Cup that you're thinking of, the one that comes to mind when you think of the Stanley Cup, it's the 40-ounce Stanley Quencher H2O Flow State Tumbler.
Wow.
Which starts at around $45, Jesus. Okay? So, $45 to get this cup. It was one of the go-to top wish list items of the year. It's created kind of like a Tickle Me Elmo situation now because they've done this partnership with Target and Starbucks to get these red and hot pink Valentine's Day cups. So, this is a video. This video has 16 million views.
Jeez.
It is from New Year's Eve of people swarming the Stanley Cup display at Target just to get the red and pink cups. And each of that those costs $45. So it's like you are spending an enormous amount. And the point of the Stanley Cup is that it's supposed to be your only cup.
Reusable.
Yeah, it's like this is your reusable water bottle that you can take and you do everything with it. You can put your hot beverages in it and your cold beverages in it. It'll fucking survive a fire. You don't need another cup when you have this cup.
You certainly don't need 50.
I feel like this is like a fat. Well, again, like you certainly don't need 50, but like honestly, like I'm being my own devil's advocate right now because like with bags are my thing 100%. Bags, watches. I have a shit ton of bags. You know, like you don't really need more than one bag for fuck's sakes. You know?
Yeah, but also with bags, there is like different bags go with different outfits. How much stuff
different
are
you Stanley
bring?
Cups go with different outfits.
I guess
that's like the idea of an accessorizing.
That's true.
And also like there's been a lot of discourse about the Stanley Cup thing. One thing I brought up with Elise was that like people are saying like because the water tuck thing and like also like. Mormons and like people have like it's
wait connected. That's another part of this that I haven't seen
because like basically Mormons can only drink like cold beverages or or something like that so like it because it regulates temperature and also water tuck too and like the you know water tuck it's not people who just drink water it's people who drink like flavored water or do crazy things to soda and stuff and like that's like a whole hobby and section of Mormonism is that they drink things called like dirty soda where they combine like all
they
these different
caffeine
they can't have
anything.
Caffeine so they combine like multiple flavors and then they can like walk around and shit so there's like that aspect and then there's this other like pushback to the pushback or backlash to the backlash where it's like
there's always backlash to the backlash
we're criticizing these people because they're women it's a women's hobby
oh,
like
God.
That's bullshit and all this stuff which I kind of get and I'm also like
if dudes were into this it wouldn't get the same flow
would if dudes were in this and also I'm like there are dudes who like collect that many guns And like, I mean,
it's definitely better for her to have a wall of cups.
Yeah, and guns are expensive, and like, it's not uncommon that you go to, you know, not one guy, but like, people fucking have walls full of guns, and they're like,
dudes also have been historically collecting steins, for fuck's sakes.
Yeah, steins? Like a beer stein.
Beer steins. Yeah. So
how much are those though?
Those could get expensive.
They can definitely get expensive because they're like glass and like hardy,
ceramic.
Yeah, like every guy. Like I'm like, these guys don't even have bed sheets. Like, what are we talking about?
I don't have a problem. With the collectible aspect of it. I have never connected. I guess. Apart from the Harry Potter midnight releases when I was a child, I've never connected with the, like, waiting outside in line to get it. Like, crowds formed outside of Target starting at, like, 1 a.m. for people to wait. People waited 12 hours in line at certain Starbucks to get these things. The resale value is $150 online. So at that point, it's like, to me, I'm just like, I'll just get the resale. If I'm spending $50 on a cup, I'll get the resale cup for $150 and not wait in line for 12 hours, personally.
Girl, what?
If I'm collecting the cups.
Collecting the cups is
what's important to me. So I guess my question to you guys is, what was the last, because this is like a very much social media fueled thing. So what was the last thing TikTok influenced you guys to buy?
Oh, Millie, you go first.
I got a crop tuck and I use it all the time. It's this, I'm wearing it right now. It's basically like a band that you can wear around your waist to like crop any shirt that you own.
For me, it's Instagram. I will buy clothing off Instagram. Wow, I haven't
bought off the TikTok shop yet, but the Beach Waver is gonna get me any day now.
I got one of those
hair curler. It'll curl your hair just like really easy and cute. All right, so let's say this. Stanley Cup stands. Go touch grass. That brings us to the end of the podcast. Nimei, you were such an amazing guest. Why don't you tell our listeners where they can find you, follow you, become a part of your Nimei army?
Hi, you guys. Thanks for listening. Follow me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Anywhere but on the street, randomly.
Yeah, anywhere but on the street.
Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, whatever.
And guys, you can follow me, Elise, at Pandalise on Instagram or Elise Navidad on TikTok.
You can follow me on at Millie_Tamaris on Instagram and TikTok and on Twitter at Millie Tamaris, aka Lactose Intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you can follow us on Go Touch Grass.
At Go Touch Grass Pod on everything. And guys, that was another episode of the Go Touch Grass podcast brought to you by HeadGum, written and researched by me, Elise Morales.
And me, Millie Tamaris.
And if you like the podcast, don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating and review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to check out our Patreon for bonus content.
Yeah, we got our bonus episode this week is about Reality Bounties and Real Housewives of Salt Lake City and Monica and all of it all.
Yeah.
And me and Elise are pro Monica.
We're pro Reality Bounties. We've also got content up right now about Kala, the girl who's digging a tunnel on TikTok.
Yeah, we got the
Gorilla
Glue Girl.
What?
We've got a ton of stuff up on the Patreon.
You gotta follow our Patreon.
Someone's digging a tunnel?
We'll tell you all.
Does she have permits?
No. Is she an engineer?
No. Yeah, we're not. We really have to go.
So, all right, guys. Until next time.
Go touch grass!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.